I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program remembers the dangerous East Kane tar pits. After hearing the many sensational tales about East Kane's notorious billowing black bogs, few thoughts must have struck more fear in the hearts of local kids and their parents than getting swallowed up by the East Kane tar pits. In the 1940s and 50s, dogs, deer, and other wild animals were suffocated in the oozing quicksand-like abyss. There are many tales of narrow escapes from these bubbling, smoking, burning holes that must have seemed like portals to hell to area residents. A vestige of the old chemical plant days, the ponds held tar that drained from the James factory that burned in 1931 when the title to the property was transferred to the Kane and Elk Railroad. Occasionally, the swamps would boil over, perhaps due to summer heat or other external factors, causing a thick pitch to spill over to a ditch adjacent to the Pennsylvania Railroad tracks. According to the Kane Republican, who reported the heart-stopping rescue of two young East Kane girls in 1943, the tar hardens in cold weather and the areas may be crossed safely. But in the summer months, the hot sun melts the surface into a dangerous substance acting like quicksand. 9-year-old Shirley Pontius and her sister Violet, age 6, were picking elderberries and started across the apparently hardened surface and reached the center before they began sinking. Their sister Dorothy, a few steps behind, also started sinking, but managed to flounder to safety and ran screaming for help to the nearest residence a few hundred yards away. In the meantime, a Pennsylvania Railroad freight crew saw the children struggling in the center of the large pit and stopped a fast-moving iron ore train to rush to the rescue, the newspaper reported. They threw tree branches and other materials onto the surface of the pit and reached the children just as they had sunk up to their chins and were unable to struggle any longer. According to the Republican, the harrowing rescue of the Pontius sisters brought to mind a possible explanation for the mysterious and storied disappearance of young Marjorie West some 10 years earlier. Had the peculiar set of circumstances attending the rescue of the Pontius girls here failed to materialize at exactly the time it did, these children could have disappeared and permanently from the surface of the earth, and searching parties could and would have sought in vain for months. To Old Kane residents, the Adams case will also be recalled, the newspaper said. In both of these instances, some hidden bog or swamp in the vast stretches of the forest could have swallowed up the lost people. According to Wikipedia, in 1980, the Federal Superfund program, administered by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, was designed to investigate and clean up sites contaminated with hazardous substances. EPA records show that the East Kane site was surveyed in 1987, with assessment completed in 1996. Current records show the site as not having NPL status for national priority list due to its location. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Before signing off, I wanted to give a shout out to listener Mike Engman of Honolulu, an expat originally from East Kane. Mike provided the story idea for this week's program. It's great to hear from so many current and former Kane residents that are far and wide. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. Thank you for listening and happy Thanksgiving.